I'm with you on that. Okay, so let's see where we're up to. Last time we finished reading the Rashis. Did we finish reading the Rashis?
Yeah.
All the way to the
all the way to the end of the Mishnah?
No, we never finished. There's a group, we never finished the Mishnah.
Okay,
we focused on the Rashi. So there's still the two Rashis.
So there's two the Rashis at the end. Fine. So until now, just to give a little recap, we spoke about the opinion of, who was it, Reb Meir. Mm-hmm. The first opinion in the Mishnah is always referred to as the Tana Kama. Tana means he's the Tana, he's the one that taught, and Kama means first. Okay, so whenever, if we ever say Tana Kama, it's always referring to the first opinion in the Mishnah. There are going to be some other opinions, but until now, what we spoke about was that there are going to be two categories in this Mishnah. One of them is that
so
if you find a lost...
So not always the same.
Not always the same person, time. No. In this case, it actually tells us who it is. It's Reb Meir.
Well, yeah.
Right? It doesn't necessarily always tell us who it is. I think when it doesn't tell us, it's Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Hanasi was the one who composed the, you know, the Mishnais.
So would he be the common voice, though?
Say again?
Would he be the common voice?
What does common mean?
The popular opinion, I guess? Like
you mean the one that we like Paskin like?
Yeah, not necessarily possible. Like if you were to have a discussion back in the time, he was the one collecting like
right, so
the
he was the one that at the end of the stage of the Tanoim, right? That was a stage in history. Of the Tanoim was when, and this Levi we said the first time we got together, was that really the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, is not supposed to be written.
Right.
It was supposed to be transmitted, Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe teacher to student throughout the generations. But then when we started forgetting, or when there was a, when the Tanoim saw that it was starting to become forgotten, exactly all of the fine details of the laws that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael Har Sinai that were passed down through the generations, they committed to writing down basically backhanded notes. The Mishnah is very far from the end product. And even the Gemara is not the end product, because then we have all the Halacha Svarim, right? But the basic idea here is that we commit to writing as little as we need to, because the main transmission of the Torah was supposed to be from Rebbe to Talmud, right? Okay. So we said that there were two categories. We said that if somebody finds a lost, somebody loses an object, or somebody's walking on the street and they find a lost object, so the Torah says is that you can't just turn your head away from it. You gotta return it to the person, but not in every case do you have to do that. There are some cases where you can keep it yourself. So we said in the Mishnah that there are some that you can keep and some you have to return. Until now we're dealing with the ones that you have to keep. And does anybody remember what was the common theme behind those that we were able to keep? What was the common theme?
Yushe Miyayish.
Yushe Miyayish, which means?
Who gave up hope?
The owner gave up hope. Okay, so if we could assume that the owner gave up hope, then we can grab it, right? What's that funny look for, Ayali?
No, we're good? No.
Okay, great. So and it's not always going to be the same, right? Because, like, for example, we said by the case of when somebody has money that's scattered, so we said in the Rashi said that there's no simon, right? Because we said even if he writes his name on the money, and he says, yeah, that's mine, because you see, I wrote my name on it, but money is exchanged, right? You could have bought something after you wrote your name on it. It's not yours anymore. Okay, this is the first category. Let's go on to the next category, which we're not going to actually deal with the ones that you're chayiv with all of the ones that you're chayiv lahachris. The Mishnah is actually kind of broken up. Like, this is the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the same Mishnah is really going to be after the Gemara. So let's just see. Let's see. After does everybody have Reb Yehuda Omer? Reb Yehuda Omer is the first word on the line is the resh with the little mark on top of it, right here. That stands for Reb. Everybody's got it? Okay, fine. So Reb Yehuda says, fine. So what we're going to do is we're going to just translate the words now. Kol means all. Right, so Levi, I encourage that if you, any word that you don't know, if you could just, you could write the translation above the word. So here we have Reb Yehuda Omer. So Omer means to say, call all, sheyesh, that there is, by, in it, shinoi, a change. Again, sheyesh, there is, by, in it, shinoi, a change. Chayiv, obligated. Lahachriz, to announce. Ketzad, how is it? Matzah, we have that already. What does that mean?
Found.
Found. Eagle, we had that already?
Round.
Round. Uvitaychai. Mm-hmm. And within it. Cheres. Mm-hmm.
Cheres is what?
Like pottery. Kikar. We had that already in the plural form.
A loaf.
Mm-hmm. Like a loaf of bread. Right? You see that kikar right there? Mm-hmm. Okay, uvitaychai. What does that mean?
In it.
Mm-hmm. Ma'ois, we had that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rabbi Shimon, that's his name. Ben, the son of Elazar. And just to, when we read over the Mishnah, we don't typically translate the word Ben. We just normally say Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And it's understood that Reb Shimon ben Elazar means Reb Shimon, the son of Elazar. Omer says, or to say, call all kli vessel and purya.
We had that, no?
Huh? We didn't have that. No, that's a, you know, you're not.
That's new.
That's new, yeah. Huh?
It means new.
You know, I saw, where was it? Maybe it was in one of the Rishonim, maybe the Meiri. He says, Anpurya means Ein Poi Raya. Meaning it's new. There's not within it a proof of ownership because it's new.
That's nice.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Ein Poi Raya. Mm-hmm. So Ein, there is none, right? Chayiv, obligation. Lahachris, what does that mean?
To announce.
To announce. Lahachris means to announce.
So on Purya, you translated it as?
New.
No.
Yeah. Just the way to remember it.
Right.
The Meiri says, really, the word comes from, it's like a combination. It's like a combination word of Ein Poi Raya and Purya. It's interesting.
What did you say Ein Poi means again? Ein Poi Raya.
Ein, there's not Po here. Raya, proof.
Oh, there's not here proof.
Yeah.
But it's still considered something they have to be machers because it's new?
Oh, okay, no. So this
Ein
is...
Chai.
Or is that the... Is that the
Ein Chai Chakras.
He does not have to announce
you
it.
You don't
it's
have
new.
To announce
Oh, so
that.
It's a okay. statement. Kol Kli.
Right.
And
okay,
Kuya, and
let's just see the two Rashis at the end.
I hear you.
Yeah, right over there, that box over there.
Won't cover it.
Okay, matzah eagle. Does everybody have that Rashi? Rashi's always going to be on the inside of the page. Matzah eagle right here. So if one found a circle. So Rashi says, shell of Devela figs.
Website
Ida, they can give you translations for Rashi as well.
Oh yeah.
I have to. Okay, nice. Good. Okay, Anpurya. So, who wants to take a shot at what that means? Beis Gimel Mem.
Where are we?
Big Gemara. Farish.
Big Gemara.
Gemara and Farish.
And the Gemara.
It will explain.
The Farish will explain. Okay. That's when you know something juicy's going on over there.
It's definitely a comedy.